on. Anybody on up there?
Morning, Drake. How you doing today? W8NWO.
Oh, not too bad, Nelson. I looked out the window and this morning and realized I couldn't look out the window because the stream is now packed full of snow and so is the ground.
Yeah? What's it like down your way?
Well, I haven't gone outside to make an official measurement, but if I had to guess, maybe... Oh, hold on. 2-3 inches, but it looks like it was blowing pretty hard, so there's probably drifts everywhere.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's not quite so exciting here. It's just been windy. Not real windy, but just enough to pound the sleet against my bedroom window all night. We kind of have a slow snow-sleet mixture, if I can say that. But only having the inch of accumulation. Not much going on here. And hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So, it's snowing sideways here. My neighbor's flag is holding on for dear life. But I live on top of a hill, so I guess I get that. Curious to see what the front of the building looks like. The west side of the building looks like, because that's the side the wind is going east. So I'm wondering how the snow packed up against the west side of the building there. And I'm wondering how probably when it blew off the roof, it did some weird vacuum dealio and just went straight into my window screens. So physics did a thing.
Yep, I could see that. I've seen things like that around my place here too. I'm not exactly on the top of a hill, but I'm on pretty high ground, and we get some pretty good winds up here, which is really nice in the summer when it's hot and muggy. We don't really use our air conditioning very much at all. We've got central air, but I don't think we turned it on 5 days this whole summer. Just because we open the windows and enjoy the breeze. But, yeah, it's looking kind of wintry out there. Actually, kind of pretty out there. I just finally finished putting up some solar panels just in time for the dark season. Hi. And kind of want to see how clean they stay. The part of the roof I put them on usually gets enough wind that, like, I haven't shelled my roof in years, and I wouldn't be surprised if these panels are pretty clean most of the winter, but it'd be interesting to see what they do. Kind of keeping an eye on that, hoping that it's a maintenance-free system, but we'll see. I'm just sitting here working on getting ready for a print job. I do a little bit of printing on the side just for fun. And the local community band here has got a Christmas concert coming up on December 7th, and I'm just putting together a program for them, for their concert. Got some sponsors and ads I got to put in here and update the list of musicians, update the song names. And I've been doing this program for years, so I've got a template set up here, and it's not too hard. But just sitting around doing that, waiting for some family to show up later today for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good deal. I sure hope you got a laser printer for that. I would imagine you do. If you didn't have a laser printer, I don't think anyone would want to do that, because you're going to end up spending more ink than probably the entire laser printer itself. So I haven't fired my printer up in a minute, so I probably should make sure it still works. And then the 3D printer I have, I gotta take the extruder apart. There's a bunch of material. I had some filament that had got some moisture in it, and when you get moisture in it, it starts to come up the extruder, and then, well, you can't really print anymore because all the, it doesn't really, the residue doesn't really want to clear out, even with whatever amount of heat you throw at it, it doesn't really want to go anywhere, so that'll be a project.
Oh, that's interesting. Never would have guessed that moisture would be a problem for those. Good to know. Yeah, I got a laser printer. Got a couple laser printers. The only thing I have that's inkjet is a wide format printer. But I don't really use that too much. And if I really want to get serious, I've got an offset press. If I really had a big job, I'd run that. Only problem is my press is only a single color. So, not that I can't run four colors through it, but it's just a big chore to get each pass in register, because it's not really that precise of a machine. It's old and it's worn out, but for single color jobs, if you just wanted to run 10,000 copies of something that's single color, it's the way to go. But I don't know how much longer I'll even be able to get supplies for that, just because offset printing is such a archaic system now. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe when I retire, I'll get into printing business for real. Hi. So what you doing for Thanksgiving today? Going any place? Got any family obligations?
Yeah, we're going over to my grandparents' place. That's if the old white car will make it there. It's got a rear trailing arm bushing that goes into the mount that goes into the unibody. The bushing is no longer a bushing. The rubber that was there is no longer there. So it's quite literally metal on metal, and it flops all over the place. So the when you give it gas, the car wants to go more right, and when you let off, it goes left. And then when you hit the brakes, it doesn't really do any different. But it's it was a little weird on the paved road or on dry road. I'm a little worried how that's going to be on snow. I have the bushing on the way. It's just not here yet. And thankfully, it's only a $5 part. I wish it was $5 worth of labor to fix it, but not really. It's pressed into the trailing arm, and I can't really remove the trailing arm because it's got the wheel bearing and the hub and all that crap built into it, so I can't really take that out of the car. I can unbolt it from the bracket and lower it down, but I can't just remove it from the car and press it in with a press. I'm going to have to get creative. My idea is to get rid of the old one. I'm going to use the air hammer, because who cares if I destroy the old one. And then to put the new one in, I'm going to use some really, really big fender washers, a bolt, and an impact, and pray.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, I don't know, take that out on some snowy ground out in the middle of nowhere and have some fun. Maybe it might be kind of exciting to drive high. But yeah, that's interesting. Hopefully you make it there and don't have any issues. And I got a problem with Suburban. Just coming back from a camping trip here. Well, it's probably been a month and a half ago now. And I don't know exactly what originally happened, but I think somehow the exhaust valve for cylinder number 5 hung open, and eventually got burned enough that now, even though I've readjusted it, I can't get it to seal up properly. So cylinder 5 is not really contributing anymore, so it's out of commission until I have a chance to do some major engine work. I'm driving my wife's Suburban, and that's working out fine, except I think she probably wants to drive it for the winter, so I need to get my old Suburban back on the road. Not that I don't have enough vehicles I could drive, but I don't really want my older vehicles to get any more rusty if I can help it. So oddly enough, my old cars are my good cars, and my new cars my winter beater, if that makes any sense. So okay, well, I won't keep you, Drake. I'm going to get up and make myself some tea and see if I can finish up this program. So, but I'll be around to watch the weather. If we have the weather net, I'll check in.
All right, sounds good, Nelson. Yeah, my biggest job lately was a couple months ago, power steering pump went out and locked up the whole pulley on it and destroyed the belt. And then the shaft in the steering power steering pump sheared. So it wasn't spinning the pump, but the pulley would spin, so I just replaced the belt and drove it a little bit without power steering. Replaced the pulley because the pulley went bad after I replaced the pump. Threaded the belt again. After fixing all that, about a month and a half later, the alternator dies. So I just did that. So every accessory in the engine bay is new, minus the AC compressor, but whoop-de-doo. You know, no AC, just roll the windows down. But anyway. It's a never-ending project. Now the next project is fix the bushing and then finally attack the rust problem. It's not, there's no holes, it's all surface rust. I just gotta grind it all down to bare metal and paint it. Hopefully it slows it down significantly, so. Well, good luck with the engine work there, and I mean, it's an older gym. I don't know if it's a big block or if it's a small block, but either way, those are pretty simple engines, so it's not like, it's not like there's a part shortage for those either, so everybody uses them in some kind of vehicle of some sort. So, all right, Nelson, we'll probably hear you out here later, but if I don't, happy Thanksgiving. 7-3. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, likewise, Drake. Happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, it's just a 5-7 vortex, so super common. All right, and best of luck to your repairs, too.
73,
WDABN, WO. WDABX, listening 1-4. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on a windy day.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Yeah, a bit windy here too, but thankfully not a whole lot of snow.
Yeah, they're still saying head over to Gaylord, you might be in trouble. But I just wanted to throw you out there. Figured I'd say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, thank you. The wife is sleeping, but I will relay the message. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, my friend. Always appreciate it.
All right. Well, enjoy the day off. It's a federal holiday, so that's a good thing. So I really got nothing to add. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do for you today other than feed my wood-burning stove and feed my tummy.
You know, I'm pretty much in the same boat. I'm not doing a whole lot today. Maybe a little bit of cleanup, a little organization. Just kind of stay out of the, stay warm. That is my goal today. So tomorrow is my big drive downstate, so but according to what I'm seeing here on the map, it looks like it's going to be a fairly uneventful trip. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and stay that way. So, all right, have a good day. Thanks for jumping in, WDATX.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. Yeah, just relaxing today.
NABZT.
Yeah, there's a blast from the past. Hey, old man, WDADX, here to house.
WDADX, NAPZT. Holy crap, Maury. It has been ages. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. How are you doing today?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Well, we're doing pretty good over here. A little bit of wind, but not bad. Just kind of enjoying a quiet morning here at the house.
Yeah, I'm up here in Indian River now. Just got out of work at 7. I work graveyard shift at a hotel in Petoskey. And the old shop and Family Dollar happens to be open today. So we got some Philly steak sandwiches and anything else I could stuff into my gullet for my morning meal. And then I'm heading to bed. But, man, this is a pleasant surprise. Talking to you must have a good good opening. Of course, that antenna is pretty tall, so it's getting all the way over to Leelanau. Holy mackerel. You got some snow over here. How about over there? You getting dumped on?
Well, actually, I'm only a few miles from the Leland repeater. I like Leelanau repeater. So it makes it real easy for me to get into it. But and you're probably going in through Sheboygan. It's, all it is the internet link between the repeaters here. So it's a good system. As for snow, no, we got a dusting is all we got. I can see the bands of snow on the weather map I'm looking at now, and it's going on either side of us. There's a spot where it's going down through the Grand Traverse area, and then you see the upper one where it drops from Charlevoix down through Grayling. But yeah, it's kind of neat to see the map, but yeah, we're not getting hit at all.
Well, we've had a nice dusting. We had a bit of a blizzard. It's still coming down, and we're getting some accumulation, and I just assume it stay. I like winter to stay and just be winter, because I know how to deal with winter. It's the in-between stuff that I don't like. I can deal with winter. but the slush, yeah. You know, beginning of the season fine, end of the season fine, but not in the middle of the season. I like it nice and cold and white, just the way I like it in northern Michigan. And it's, I rent a little cabin over here in Indian River, and there's a big driveway, and it's all snow. Glad I have all-wheel drive.
Well, there you go. I'd say new to me company vehicle. It's got over 100,000 miles on it, but I haven't driven it in the winter yet, and it's going to be interesting. It's a full-size van, commercial van, and rear-wheel drive, big V8, so it might be a little interesting, so. Depending on how the snow goes the next few days, I got to drive to Alpena on Monday for work, so that'll give her a good test, but I have a feeling that most of this is going to be gone by then. Although I did hear rumors of snow here this Saturday, Sunday, so never know. I've driven in enough that I'm not too worried about it, but. Anyway, yeah, we're just going to kind of keep hunkered down for most of it. I got to drive down to Saginaw, or Frankenmuth, tomorrow. But other than that, we're staying close to home.
Well, there's nothing wrong with staying close to home, Jeff. I'm a bit of an introvert. It's just me and the cat. I have a little calico cat, and she's... just got some food for her and some food for me, and she'll probably be all over me when I get inside, so just taking some time with her and just gonna enjoy the day. I'll probably pop up some video or something and just relax. It's nice to relax and just let the snow quiet things down a bit. Lots of trees. I got lots of big mature pine trees and hardwood trees around me in this lot here. The cabin is a bit older, you know. It's nothing to sneeze at, but it's my shelter, and I can't complain about it. The rent's cheap, so, you know, I'm warm. I've got AC in the summer. It's 5 years old. Probably should be replaced, but it works, and I'm making a living the best I can. It's about all I can do at my age. I just turned freaking 60 in October. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you still owe me a Chevette.
You are never going to let me live that down, are you, sir?
Well, everyone needs a planter, right?
You know, I'm in debt already. Why do you have to remind me of another one that I still owe? Thanks a lot for the Thanksgiving gift, Jeff. Yeah, I owe you a planter, don't I? I had forgotten all about that. Actually, that's about all that car was probably good for.
There you go. There you go. All right. I'm going to get back at what I'm doing here. You have fun. And again, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you later. WTADX.
Hey, listen, one of these days, let's get together and have a little coffee. I wouldn't mind, I haven't had the Wheelander in a while. I wouldn't mind seeing your 40 if you don't mind, but I'd meet you in Wheeland or something if you want to grab a cup of Java. I'll even buy.
Well, okay, keep that in mind. I'd be happy to meet up sometime. Work's been a bit nuts, but, you know, I've always got time for a friend to hang out for a little while. So just give me a shout if you're ever in the area, or I'll try to do the same if I get up north, but most of the time when I'm up there, I'm working. So it doesn't give me a whole lot of free time.
Well, I understand that. I work nights and I sleep in the daytime for the most part, so, you know, probably a little while before I get over there, but I may be getting over there soon. I may have to go to Kingsley and drop some stuff off for to somebody down there. And unless the person's going to come up here and retrieve what needs to be retrieved. Well, I won't keep you from your day with your lady. I'll do my best to do Miss Kathy. And if you two have a very, very fine Thanksgiving, Jeff. And I'll say 7-3. I'll be clear on your final. This is NAPZT. You have a great day, sir.
Have a good one. 73 WDATX.
DX 88 MTT.
Hey, go ahead, WDATX.
Hey, Jeff, it's Chris in, I guess, Interlochen. I don't know if you have my contact information, but at one time you were interested in A or my Icon 756 Pro 3, and I've been thinking about maybe, I'd like a 7610 to replace it. So if you're interested, maybe take my phone number.
Yeah, here's the long and short of it. You're probably wanting cash for the next radio, and to be very honest with you, cash is not available at this time. So I would love to get a hold of a Pro 3. That's the one step up from what I've got. But yeah, if that's what you're looking for is cash, I'm probably not the guy for you at this point. How about this? I'll take your number and I'll give you a quick text message. Just give me an idea how much you want for it. Maybe I can sell off some other stuff to make up the difference.
Happy that. I'm not really in a hurry, and it looks like they're worth about $800. That seems like a, you know, a pretty fair price for one in good shape. And I think I'm going to keep the amplifier and the tuner. I mean, we could think about that, but that's actually expensive. So, but it looks like they're worth about $800 is an actual selling price. And I'm not trying to ask a ridiculous sum, and not an unreasonable sum either. But telephone number is 632-5757.
Okay, I'm assuming that's 231, so sounds good. I will definitely mark that down on my little book here, and never know what might come up, you know. I've always got someone looking at some of the stuff that I have floating around here, and maybe it'll give me a good reason to downsize a bit. So, and that's a pretty good price, too. So that's not too far off what I spent on my Pro 2. So I may have to add to my collection. There you go.
Well, like I said, not really in a big hurry. I mean, I was thinking about the swap this year. That would probably be the next most likely place it would go anywhere, but I don't really care to put it on eBay and go through all that crap and mail it there and, you know, all that. So I'd rather see somebody get it. And, well, hey, I'm pulling into the garage, but you got my number. And 73, have a good Thanksgiving. 88MTT, I'll be clearing your final.
Sounds good, my friend, and definitely we'll be in touch. So, sounds good. 73, WDABX.
WDADX and ADMH.
Go ahead, sir, WDADX.
Are you noticing that 86 is unavailable?
Yep, that I did. I figured it's Thanksgiving, I'm not going to be bugging nobody.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot I can do about it. Everything is off up there. I can't access anything, so power's probably out. And looks like it went out around 11, because that's when the computer up there lost power, which is on the wall outlet, and everything else is on a battery, and I think that all died earlier this morning.
Yeah, we've had a lot of high winds and stuff up here, so it wouldn't be surprising.
No. So I've been living on the output of 86 on my base station here, trying to throw up words every once in a while to let people know it's down. Go use a different one. So I patched all of mine at Munson together, so that way I know the UHF and the VHF cover differently, so optimizing coverage at the moment.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, I'm just sitting here kind of relaxing, lazing by the radios, and actually this is probably the first time I've gotten on the base station here in probably a month or so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't hear you on that radio often.
But you were scared, that's all I could say, so. Oh, heck, but, yeah, I gotta get a couple backup batteries for my 940. It's got some memory issues, but at this point I don't use it enough to want to tear into it just yet, but it's on the agenda.
You think backup batteries will help my memory issues?
Don't ask me questions like that on the air. You know I can't answer the way I want to.
That too, it was too funny.
There you go. Oh, hell. But, got any plans for today?
Well, if all goes well and my steering isn't god-awful because of that really bad bushing on the trailing arm, I might make it over to Lake Ann where we're having Thanksgiving. But I told them, I was like, listen, it's gotten so bad that it's like, it's weird to drive it on pavement. I don't even want to know what it's like on snow.
We don't have hardly any snow, just a dusting. Yeah, I took a short video last night and a short video this morning, thinking there might be a big difference, but yeah, they're not at all.
And over here on the hill, my neighbor's American flag is hanging on for dear life, and we got drifts up to like 6 inches, but most of it's around 2 to 3, but it's that super wet stuff.
Yes, too.
Hi, Toby.
I'm not in it real good today, Toby. You have to juice up that portable.
Like a half inch here. Less than a half inch at my house.
Cool. You want to, trade me?
Oh, yeah. I already been out. What's our niece? It's not fun. It's what? I just think I lost the team.
Good, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem, so. Anyway, yep, so today's going to be just a day of hunkering down for me. I'm not going anywhere. We got to go down to Frankenmuth tomorrow. We've got the in-laws Thanksgiving down there, so we'll go down and enjoy some family time with them. And the wife's talking, wanting to go to Bronner's. I've never been there before, so that might be an adventure, but. Anyway, not a whole lot today, so we'll just kind of stay warm. That's the intention, anyway. Go ahead, Toby.
Okay, I'm back. I'm on the base now. Yeah, no, it's 33 degrees here, but as long as the pager doesn't go off today, I'll be happy. Yeah, no, it's kind of ice underneath that snow from the rain yesterday. I shouldn't even have shoveled my deck. You've got more snow than I do.
Yeah, I made the adventure outside last night. The entire parking lot was ice. It was not good. So. I think I might try to go across over to Lake Ann. That's where we're doing Thanksgiving. But if I feel like I might die on the way there, then I'm probably just going to try to go back home. So, anyway. Oh! Looks like the wind is starting to die down, but it's still snowing sideways. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, be safe if you do go out. That's all I can say. Hey, make sure your radio's on in the car, so if something happens, just give me a shout. I'll come out and help you. And tell you the ATX.
Yeah, I know. He says it was kind of wicked a little bit last night. We're all on three trees down and stuff. Hey, Drake, what do you think? Think I got enough snow?
I will gladly trade you. You've got less than I do.
Yeah. No, I was expecting 3 to 4. They were saying 2 inches for us overnight, and we didn't get. It's all gone north of us or south of us. I mean, down by Frederick right now, they're not good down there. They've got it coming through there up and stuff. Well, let's see, not much going on here. I'm going to have T-bone steak for dinner and mashed potatoes and maybe some corn, and then I've got pecan pie in the freezer. So that's what I'll be doing today, watching parades, watching football, and then I'm going to try and do a GMRS night at 8 o'clock called the Gobble Gobble Night. We're going to see how that turns out. So, yeah, there's a few things going on.
It looks like Frederick at Seago Lake and just east of Mansletucky is getting absolutely hammered right now. They can keep it, though. I'm okay with that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here tinkering on the computer, so I'm going to let you guys have it. But what do you say, Drake, if you decide to go out, be safe, so... We'll talk to you guys later. We'll be listening. WDAVX.
Okay, Jeff, you have a good one. Hey, Jeff, when did, 86 and 440 go down? I hadn't heard that until you texted me.
Probably within the last couple hours. Power went out last night, and then the battery ran out this morning. So I don't know when it'll be back. I don't remember what power company they've got over there. I don't know if it's TCLP or Consumers or Cherryland, so it could be any of those three. It might be a minute.
Okay, yeah, you might want to let Mike know about that, because I think he was going to do a 10 o'clock Skywarn net, maybe. I'm not sure if he's going to or not.
I told him we're going to operate everything off of 2.6 and 3.5 for Traverse City now, just because it's what we've got left. I've been living on the, I got my other side of the radio on the input of 8.6, so that way if somebody tries to key it, I hear them, I can say, hey, 8.6 is down, go move to these if you need anything.
I wonder if you should put it out on the CARC website, if they could put it out there, just telling them that the repeater's down so people know.
You know what, that's not a bad idea. We might have to put out an email blurb. I'll call Joe again, and we'll do that. All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to call Joe. Hey, Dewey.
Okay, I'm looking at Consumers right now. The estimated time of restoration is 1:15 p.m. There's a crew assigned, and this was at 9:39. This was last updated on the Consumers map due to wind damage, just FYI.
N8RKS mobile. N8RKS mobile, standby.
KF8BQF, go ahead.
N8RKS mobile.
C8BSU, you're making it.
there, Glenn.
All right, thanks, Toby. Looks like the 86 is down.
Yes, the 86 is down due to power outage. Silver's 1-6-9, also 4425 is down. So we're going to use this for, I think, the Skywarn check-in at its end. Just FYI.
All right, Toby. Thanks for the info. Cash your Z.
Going to SGZ, any damage?
Go ahead, Drake.
Which one are you on, 3-5 or 2-6?
3-5.
Okay, sounds good. Scott's going to be sending out an email here shortly. I just texted him all the particulars, so it sounds like we're going to try to do Skywarn here at 10.
All right. Are you available tomorrow at all? I was thinking it would go up there, and I'm hoping that the power comes back and it resets. But if the bank drains all the way down, I'm not sure.
Right. I'm not sure either. We're having Thanksgiving out that way. If my vehicle it will make it out there. I'm having some suspension issues, so I don't really want to drive in the terrible snow if it's unpredictable steering-wise sometimes. If I happen to get out that way, I'll run in there and take a look and whatnot. So I guess we just hope.
All right. I appreciate you doing that at Thanksgiving. It looks pretty nice out there, so just be very careful. Particularly going down that hill into the little radio bay there. That's tricky stuff, so be careful, okay? Get it easy.
Yeah, we'll try. So, hey, hey, DMH, we're standing by here.
Skywarn net to 10.
Let me contact Vandermeer here a little bit. At 82H.
KCA-DSU.
KCA-DSU, KSUZ.
Attention all stations. Attention all stations. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Net control for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Stereo Weather Network. We are currently under a winter storm warning, and with that being said, I would like to see if we can get some check-ins here to gather some snowfall totals. Stand by. All right, if I could get any station, basically in northern Michigan or the eastern upper peninsula, I'd like to try to get as many reports as we can. When you're checking in, we'll go ahead and take your call sign, name, and then once acknowledged by net control, I'll gather your information. First station wishing to check in, please do so at this time.
Kilo Fox Trot 8, Bravo Quebec Fox Trot.
Yeah, you were really, really broken into the repeater there. I did copy your call sign. I could not get your location.
Lake Township, about 30 miles northwest of St. Ignatius.
Okay, got you right time. Next is
Zulu Juliet Bravo.
Zulu Juliet Bravo station, I walked on you. Try again.
This is Kilo LA 9, Zulu Juliet Bravo. Salt Lake. Since yesterday until now, I've got 8 inches of snow.
Okay, I got you in there. Let's see, next station.
W8NWO.
All right, Nelson, I got you in there. Next station. Yeah, well, you're just not making it into the repeater. Go ahead, try again.
This is Kilo Charlie 8. Victor Sierra Uniform. Now on the right frequency.
All right, Toby, I got you in there. Next station. Adam, was that you? Okay, got you in there. Next station.
AE8KAAT, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Alpha Tango.
Okay, I got Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Alpha Tango. There was a second station in there. Go ahead.
K8SGZ.
All right, Glenn, I got you in there. Next station. All right, we'll ask again here in a minute for check-ins. Start at the top of the list, I got KF8BQF. Do you have a snowfall total for me?
Yes. We have about 8 inches of snow, snowing heavy right now. It's about 8 inches we were outside, and I measured it. So KF8BQF will be clear.
Okay, thank you for checking in. And I've already got a report from Kilo Whiskey 9, Zulu, looks like Juliet Baker, if I got the call sign correct. You said you had 8 inches of snow. Do you have anything else to report?
No.
Looks like you're probably not making it there. Go ahead, try again.
This is Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu Juliet Bravo, Jeff out of Salt Lake. Nothing else to report.
Okay, sounds good. I corrected your call there. Nelson, go ahead.
Yeah, I likely have 2 inches of snow sleet mix. Winds are 15, gusting to 20 out of the west-northwest, but not too bad here. W8NWO.
Okay, sounds good. And Toby, go ahead.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Sierra Uniform. Anywhere from a half inch to an inch of wind. I don't have a wind speed at this time. I'm not going out with a speed check. We do have multiple power outages in the area. Very few tree down calls so far. With that, temperature 34 degrees, barometer 29.70. Back to you at Net Control, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform.
All right, Toby, thanks for checking in. Adam, NAAPX, go ahead. I caught some of that. You were really broken into the repeater. If you want to just text me what you got there, that's fine. And if anything changes, we'll still be here on the 800, too. Let's see here. K8ZAT, go ahead.
K8ZAT, I am located about 2 miles west of Brutus, up on top of the hill. And we have about 2 inches of a wet, slushy snow. We've had sustained winds in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. They're just coming in bands. And that's all I have, K8ZAT.
Okay, sounds good. And Glenn, go ahead.
KSEZ, Traverse City, Spider Lake area, 2 inches of snow. Winds moderate, estimated around 10 to 15.
Okay, sounds good. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in at this
time? Kilo Echo 8, Victor Uniform Kilo in Sheboygan.
Okay, I got you in there. Any other stations?
November 8, Tango Alpha Foxtrot.
Okay, I got you in there. Next station.
Drake, NAEMH, portable.
Okay, next station.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee India Lima, St. Helens.
Was that Yankee India Lima?
Roger that. KE8YIL.
Okay, next station. Okay, nothing heard. Let's start at the top here. We've got K8VUK. Go ahead.
Alright, KEHZU, up here in Sheboygan, near in Aloha Township, near the crossroads of Hiawatha Drive and Long Lake Road. And I have a temperature of 31 degrees, about an inch of snow on the ground, very light snow falling currently, barometer of 29.8, and a wind speed of approximately an average of 4 miles an hour coming out of the north-northwest. KEHZU-UK.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for checking in. Let's see here. 8TAF, go ahead.
This is November 8th, Tango Alpha Foxtrot. South of Michigan by about 5 miles. Currently it's 30 degrees, gust to 16. Probably about 2.5 inches of snow. Barometer is rising at 29.9. TAF, that's down.
Most of that there. Your location was really scratchy. Can you do that one more time?
Location, 5 miles south of Lupton, Michigan, QSL.
All right, QSL, I got you that time. Drake, N8DMH, go ahead. N8DMH, go ahead. All right, welcome back to Drake. And last station, KE8YIL.
Echo 8, Yankee India Lima. This is Mike here in downtown St. Helens. Light snow coming down. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. It doesn't seem to be too gusty out there. Snow accumulations is roughly 3 inches, 2.5, 3 inches, and about 30 degrees and overcast skies. Back to you, KEAYIL.
Okay, sounds good. For any additional stations wishing to check in, and then we'll try NADMH one more time.
This is Eagle Alpha 8, Sierra Papawitch, Shannon.
Okay, I got you in there. Next station.
N8APX is up on Echo Link.
Okay, yeah, I got you loud and clear that time. Next station. Okay, nothing heard. Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I am in Moran, Michigan, in the UP. It is 28.2 degrees. We have wind of 3.8 miles per hour out of the northwest with gusts to 5.1 miles per hour. And we have 5 inches of snow on the ground, and it is snowing heavily. Barometer is currently at 29.81. Back-to-back control, KSPW.
All righty, thanks for checking in. And Adam, you got anything else?
Yeah, NADPX. 32, just a trace of snow. Still have grass poking through. Wind speeds, 7 sustained. Gusting a little bit higher than that, I'd say 20-25. Location is Sheboygan.
Okay, sounds good. And before we close on that, do we have any additional stations wishing to check in? This is KD8REH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
Yeah, Drake, NADMH.
All right, Drake, go ahead.
Yeah, we got 31 degrees. Still pretty windy. We don't really have an exact measurement. Guesstimate's about 20 to 25 miles an hour. Wind is due east. And we got about 3 inches of snow on the ground, drifting up to 6.
Okay, yeah, we got about 2 or 3 here, but it's drifting really bad. So I've still got spots of grass poking up in spots, and you go out in the backyard, and there's probably a good 6 inches in spots. So other than that, we're going to go ahead and try to reconvene around 1 o'clock, if that's fine with everybody, and just gather another round of reports. And we'll stand by until that time. This is KDRH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. We are going to stand by and, again, reconvene at 1 o'clock.
KDRH, United APX.
Go ahead.
D7 Oxcom or D7 Skywarn for 800 today?
Skywarn, and then if we have to do anything else, we'll go to Ops 1.
Good copy, thanks. I need APX.
KDRH.
I'm 147.26 here. Not quite making it either. Try trying a portable, try moving it a little bit. Or try the 444.35.
Driveway, but it's really not that bad for traveling.
Okay. Sounds good. So I hit my out to think.
No, I think it's just, well, yeah, there may be something out here, but on Ratio, it was a little bit icy. They obviously plowed, but it's not that bad. I think it's sort of melting on its own here.
Cool. Hopefully it all goes away.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the apartment complexes and things and the roads here. If you've just scraped it, it's melting. So I think the ground is still not cold enough for it to stay icy.
Well, cool. Maybe I'll try to drive over there. Well, the place I'd be going is out in the country, so I don't really know if that would apply out that way.
K8SPW.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm up in UP in Moran. 7 inches on the ground, it's still snowing heavily.
You can keep it up there, Shannon.
All right. I gotta go adjust the feet on the snow. So it's not too late.
Calculator, Shannon.
Anyway,
go ahead, Glenn. Yeah,
I'm on 4 miles, just wet. So I have APRS on. I'll let you know if I've got any questions there, but I have a feeling I'll be in and out in 2 minutes.
All right, sounds good. Also, your APRS is still showing at your house. There you go.
Yeah, I got a set telescope for digital.
Yeah, just talk on top of it. It'll be all right. Actually, I might go shut it off right now because they're all linked together. It's not going to work, so. And, let me see. Boom. U 4000. There we go. Alright, I turned off the digital, so it shouldn't do that anymore.
Oh, there's some lovely white caps on the bay right now.
I believe that. Is there a way you can go into the settings for that battery bank and set it so whenever it receives AC power, it turns back on?
I'll have to look. But I remember, I think when it just comes drugs completely down, it shuts itself completely off. I don't think there's a wake-up command. There is a Bluetooth app that works for that. I mean, there might be a Bluetooth way of getting in there, but we'll have to research that.
That's what I was thinking. That laptop I put up there, I don't know if the Wi-Fi is working, because I was trying to install the Android app to connect to it, and the Bluetooth wouldn't do its thing.
Your laptop should be dead as well, right?
Yes. Oh, it's got a battery in it, but even then, it's hooked up to the battery bank. But its internet supply comes from everything else that's plugged into the bank, so it's going to lose internet before the laptop actually dies.
I'll give it a check when I get up there. Yeah, I'll probably, I may FaceTime you just to have you look at the gear just in case.
Okay, that's fine. You'll have to tell me if the heat's turned on, too.
Oh, that'd be good to know.
Oh. Yeah, I think that transmitter, that FM transmitter in there is like 600 watts plus the repeater itself, it might stay warm in there. I don't know.
I do know the power bank won't charge below freezing, but yeah, I can't be that cold in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way it's that cold.
Okay, DMH, get a GZ.
Good.
Okie okay, dokie. Okay.
Is the frequency in use not in standby or anything? W8RPM.
You're good to do whatever you want right now, Ron. Thank you, Mitch.
Okay, I heard some, I heard your Skywarn check-ins earlier, and talk of reconvening, but don't know what's up. I think the only warning I see for my area is high wind until, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that. Anyway, I just curious. Roads are in pretty good shape. They were crap 2 hours ago, but they're good now. You can tell the county's been buying, plus it's above freezing, so. I've done the loop from Aloha, Sheboygan, back home, so. Anyway, all right, W8RPM. Thank you, Drake.
Yeah, sounds good. Stay safe out there. Hey, damage.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. W8FYK.
Yeah, we're back in business here, Tom.
Awesome. I appreciate that. A job well done.
A job of pushing a power button.
That's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yep. Alright, I'm going to stand by here. Thank you, Rich.
ACMH, CFADTY. Copy.
Hey, go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, what happened with you?
You're real broken up again.
Let me go get on another radio with a different one.
He asked you what happened to the repeater.
Power went out. And then the battery bank ran out of juice. And when the power came back on, the battery bank didn't turn back on.
Oh, gotcha. Is this sound better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the difference between ribbon J-pole I have in my house pointing at the repeater and the handheld with a rubber duck. So, I had actually heard the repeater announcing time up until about midnight last night, and then I heard somebody might have been kerchunking a little bit later, about 12:30, but I hadn't heard any Skywarn net convened, so I just figured at that point it was business as usual with a typical snowstorm, and I just shut off the radio at that point.
One second. All right, Kevin, I'm back. Any damage?
Yeah, Drake, go ahead.
Yeah, the battery bank, it did its thing, and then it died. So I noticed that the computer lost power around 11:30, so last night. So that tracks. And when Glenn got up there, the battery still wasn't even fully charged yet, so it looks like it came back within the last hour or so.
Oh, so it was the repeater site that lost the power, and then everything kind of cascaded after that.
Yeah, and since we had everything linked up, we were drawing about 700 watts from that power bank, and it didn't last very long. But even then, it wasn't really going to use the whole lot, so I think it was just the battery bank died because the power was just out for so long and the electronics was just slowly draining it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Like I said, I had the radio on most of the evening last night, but it was pretty quiet. And finally, like I said, I heard somebody, I thought kerchunked the repeater around 12:30, and there was nothing going on, so I shut off the radio at that point, and then I saw Glenn's message this morning. So, yep, I figured something drained the battery at that point, and I guess we need more capacity.
You know, the other thing that also I think should be emphasized is there's other area repeaters that really we should be scanning and not just sitting on one of them, because if that one repeater goes down and we don't have anything else that's in the area programmed in, then it's not going to do us a whole lot of good. So that's why I've patched together 2.6 and 3.5 so that way, because they have different coverages even though they're at the same building. So that way we could still operate Skywarn and have Traverse City participation.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea. I don't know if that's something at one of our upcoming meetings that maybe we should at least document that. I know it's probably documented somewhere, but it's the somewhere nature of where it's documented that makes it, in a panic situation when you got a pitch, where do you go?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because I was sitting on the input of the repeater listening and then transmitting on 8.6, like the output of the repeater from here. Every once in a while just saying, hey, the repeater's down, go jump over to this frequency so we can continue operations and everything. And I didn't really hear anybody. I heard people ker-chunking it a whole bunch, but then I would, you know, as soon as I heard it ker-chunk, I would come back and say, hey, it's down, and then I would hear nothing after that, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of ker-chunk.
KSUZ radio check.
It must be that, you know, having to state your call sign before you hit the button is a little too much.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Glenn.
Just want to double check. It's all happy.
Sounds like it's happy.
All right, KESUZ.
ADGY, I'm going to let you go and just leave this thing on standby for now. Sounds like you've still got some things to take care of. If I don't talk to you later on, happy Thanksgiving. And if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, text me or call on the radio, and I'll see if I can answer. KF8ADGY, and I'll be monitoring.
All right, sounds good, Kevin. Tony, I heard you in there. Go ahead.
KESUZ, thanks guys. Appreciate your work. Thanks this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Special thanks to you, Drake, for putting your snowshoes on. Talk to you later. Bye.
Let's thank Glenn, because he's the one that went up there. All right, I'll be standing by. Anyway.
Hi, attention all stations. Attention all stations. This is J8REH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Spirit Weather Network. Time is 1 p.m. and we're going to go ahead and do another round of snowfall reports. Again, this is Mike, J8REH Net Control. Stand by here for 1 second. All right, this is Net Control. The format will be the same as earlier. I'm going to call for stations in northern Michigan and or the eastern upper peninsula. Any stations with reports, snowfall reports, any damage, anything of that sort, if you could please give your call sign name, and then when acknowledged by Net Control, I will take a report. First station, please call Net Control.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, Kevin.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Zulu, Tony.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Quebec Foxtrot.
W8NWO Nelson.
Drake and 8 DMH.
Alright, I had to switch over to RF really quick. So I had Kevin and I believe the other one was FBZ, and the other station, the Quebec Foxtrot, go ahead with your call one more time.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot. Mark, Cutlet.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. Next station.
W8NWO, Nelson.
Okay, Nelson, I got you in there. Next station.
N8APX.
Okay, Drake, got you in there. Next station.
K8VNN, loud and clear. Good job.
All right, VNA, I got you in there. Next station.
8 FTZ. Alright, Glenn, I got you. Next station. Alright, I guess we'll start at the top here. Kevin, go ahead and stand by Tony.
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on the west shore of Spider Lake. We have about 3 inches of snowfall overnight. No branches down, and the snow has stopped coming at this point. KF8AGY, back to net control.
All right, sounds good. Tony, you're up.
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. I am about 3.5 miles to the east of Kevin on Rennie Lake, and about 3 to 4 inches, and got one big branch down, and outside of that, no damage. Back to net.
All right, sounds good. KFA-CQF, go ahead and stand by Nelson.
Yeah, we have 14 inches of snow, still snowing, moderately heavy, 29 degrees, barometer is 28.82, and steady. This is Trout Lake, and eastern lower peninsula, up the upper peninsula. KFA and QS.
Okay, sounds good. That's quite an improvement from the earlier net. A lot of snow. Nelson, you're up. Stand by Drake.
Yeah, my location here just north of East Jordan, we have a total of 4 inches of snow. It's still a sleet snow mix. Winds are still 15 out of the west-northwest. Minimal gusts or a minimal drifting, no damage. W8NWO.
All right, Nelson, thanks for checking in. Great, you're up, and stand by NHDMH.
Yeah, NHDMH, Hammond and 5 mile. Winds are still 20, gusting to 30. Snowing sideways, not heavily, just pretty light snow. About 2-3 inches on the ground, and drifts up to 7 to 8.
Alright, thank you, Drake.
KVNA,
you're up, and stand by Glenn.
KVNA, Kilo 8, Victor, November Alpha. John, out here west of Interlaken by about 4 miles on US 31. Throughout the night, we had some high winds. I'm not exactly sure what the winds were, the strength of them, but they were definitely moving some stuff around. No damage. I took a drive this morning. I don't see any damage on the highway or on some side streets. Currently 32 degrees, light snow, about 4 inches. Back to net control.
All right, thank you. And last but not least, Glenn.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Traverse City, 1 to 2 inches of snow. Roads are wet. Side roads are icy. Catechesi.
All right. And Glenn was our last check-in. I'm going to call one more time for any additional stations. And then we'll probably do a net later on this evening to get some totals. We're going to stand by one more time for any additional stations. Please call net control.
N8APX.
N8APX, we got you. Next station. All right, so I think you're it. Go ahead.
N8APX. Sheboygan, same as earlier today, still a trace. We're not getting much for snow up here. Winds 20, 25, gusts to 30. That's all I got.
Okay, sounds good. All right. I think with that, we're going to go ahead and do our next net at 7 p.m. this evening. It should give us plenty of time to see what all we accumulate. Looks like Trout Lake is taking the lead on this one. They got quite a bit. Other than that, we're going to conclude the net, go into standby, and we'll be back at 7 p.m. This is Katie Harry East, net control.
N8ISS.
Go ahead.
Would you like another snow report?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, this is John over in Grayling, November 8th, Yankee Sierra. Have 8 inches of snow between the expressway and the hospital here, just on the outskirts of Grayling. 8 inches of snow, no real limbs down or anything. It is a heavy wet snow or fairly moist snow, but nothing really down yet that I've seen. And no power outages right close by me.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and mark that down. Thanks for checking in.
You're welcome. And AYSS.
Last station, try it again. ADMH. For those that are able to play HF, the upper bands are absolutely cranking right now. So if you want to go check that out, 10 should be open. I'm even hearing WWV on 25 meg, so that's not something you hear often. ADMH. And FT8 is jam-packed. I haven't seen a super pack like this in a long time.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
And ATWM mobile listening Mayo.
KCVSU on 86. I think somebody was trying to get in, but I couldn't hear anything. KCVSU.
EWM Mobile, listening.
Intentional stations, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Sierra Weather Network. This is our 7 o'clock net, and we're going to be looking at snowfall reports, any power outages or damage. I'll stand by for any stations that would like to check in at this time. This is KDREH. Stand by for the first station.
Okay. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
KF8, UQF, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot.
All right. I've got, looks like Tony and KF8, UQF. Any other stations? Okay. Nothing heard. Tony, let's start with you.
Okay, thanks for taking the net, Mike. Light snow activity, not anything really to be reported this afternoon. Light wind and very light snow. Nothing else has changed. And we are located on Rennie Lake, which is about six, 7 miles to the southeast of the Traverse City Airport. Back to net.
Okay, Tony, thank you for the report. KF8 EQF, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mark. I'm in Trout Lake, KF8 EQF. We have about 15 inches of snow. It really came down today. I had to go out and plow and run the snow blower to even to get out of the driveway. So we got hit really heavy. No electric problems. The barometer is at 29.91 and showing steady. We don't have much of a breeze, and the temperature is 28 degrees.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
KEA-FJW.
Okay, Brad, I got you in there. Next station. Hey, nothing heard. Brad, go ahead.
Oh, well, we gained about 2 inches so far, so air in the soup. Other than that, yeah, steady, not really a breeze, so it's calm. So probably 0 to 1 miles per hour of wind. I was going to try to bring up the weather station, but the computer's being dumb. But that's all. But other than that, yeah, we're up for the day. I think we missed the morning one, that's for sure. I heard you in there, but I was having a hard time sleeping. So it's just how makeshift goes. Back to you, KE8FJW.
Okay, not a problem, Brad. Alright, we'll stand by one more time, and if we have more additional stations, we're going to close the net. We'll stand by for any other stations wishing to check in.
W8NWO, Nelson.
Okay, Nelson, I got you in there. Next station.
K8FJZ.
All right, Glenn, I've got you. Next station. Okay, nothing heard. Nelson, go ahead. Stand by, Glenn.
Well, we're still at 4 inches of snow. Total accumulation. No new accumulation since my last report. Still winds 15 to 20. W8NWO.
All right, Nelson, thanks for checking in. And Glenn, go ahead.
We've got about 2 to 3 inches of snow, light wind. That's it for me, KFJZ.
Okay, sounds good. And any additional stations?
I'm at control, WAVPC.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry I'm missing the show up there. I'm still downstate. Did you get that link that I sent you via Facebook? Somebody is live streaming Michigan snowstorm from like Frederick at the time, and looks like they got about 12 to 18 inches.
Yeah, I saw his live feed earlier too. We had a couple from Michigan storm chasers too that were out and about. They were more up in the UP, it looked like, and a couple downstate, but yeah, it's. They definitely got hammered over there pretty good, too.
Okay, will do. Again, I'm listening, but I can't provide any information you guys are looking for up north. So, good job, KD8REH in the net, WAVPC.
All right, Mike. Thanks for checking in. All right. Yeah, it kind of looks like that's going to be it for this evening. I don't think we're going to run one at 10 o'clock. It looks like we pretty much got what we're going to do there for report. Kind of winding down with check-in. So if we do end up getting some more this weekend, we'll run another net too just to grab some snowfall totals and see how it goes. But, for that, I think we're going to conclude this evening's net. And we're going to go back into standby. This is KDREH.
KFHEMY testing.
KE8FJW marker.
KFHEMY testing.